And there's a degree to which God teaches others and they teach us. And there's a degree to which there's a lot of deception going on out there. And really your only measure, there's really no way to measure it except to become, because I was deceived in for a time. I was walking in deception and lies. And you know what happens? If you continue to fill yourself with the wisdom of the word, if Christ is doing that for you, you will figure it out. So even if I'm deceiving you, the Lord will reveal this even to you. If you are of him, and I am not. But if I am of God, then receive me as I am. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh. And with eyes, it's not that the Bible approves of slavery, it just acknowledges that slavery existed. Like I said, there's a law in the Old Testament that even says, it says, you will not escape, you will not return the slave that has escaped from his master to his master. Deuteronomy 23:15 says, thou shalt not deliver unto his master the servant which is escaped from his master unto thee. He shall dwell with thee even among you in that place. There you go. The fugitive slave laws of the United States were contrary to the law of God. Any slave who ran from his master was to be not returned. Okay? Because it's like, why'd they run? You wonder? You know? Slavery in America was wicked. It's always wicked. It's always, in the Book of Revelation, it talks about the wickedness of slaves, and that's in Babylon. There's slaves and souls of men, and men stealers, and people who enslave people are wicked. But see, when you're in a country where that's the law, I mean, you have a certain, what do you do? Well, Paul's counseling them to obey. Not with eye service as being a plea, oh, yes, sir, and a lot of time, they learned to be like that because the masters were wicked. It's hard to do it in singleness of heart, fearing God, considering that you are also the slave of Christ. Because that guy ain't Christ. Nothing like him. But in Rome, he was saying, Paul couldn't tell him, run away. Though when one did run away and had a Christian master, that's the most disgusting thing about American slavery, is because they were all supposedly Christian masters. Paul would have said, that ought not to be. That's a disgrace. They are owning slaves and heading off to church. I mean, what a absolute blasphemy against the name of Christ to hold slaves like that. And not just, remember in the old times, it was like slave. Well, in the Roman world, they did own the family too. But in the Hebrew slavery concept, it was not. Men could sell themselves into servitude, but every 7 years, there'd be a jubilee year and they were supposed to be freed. And it was more of like a debt servitude, meaning, okay, I can't pay you, but I'll just come work for you for nothing. You just feed me and you can get your profit off of me. And then when the jubilee came, they had to return them. Now, they didn't follow that law all the time, but I'm saying the law of God is righteous. It was just making ways for people to pay their debts and so on and so forth. It was actually more like that's the way people would pay their debts. They'd offer themselves. And God had laws regulating those things. But let's say a guy did that, or even a foreigner who was a slave in Israel who escaped, who ran away, was not to be returned. Because, you were supposed to treat them good. Remember in the ancient world was a dangerous place. Just going out. I mean, you needed, it wasn't like today where it's like, just go down to the city and et cetera, et cetera. I mean, it was a dangerous world they lived in. And sometimes staying with the guy who you were in service to was maybe a good idea. And then going out in the wilderness where the barbarians were, and people just kill you, And some of those men were good men. And they had servants and so on and so forth, right? Like Abraham had servants and so on and so forth. The servants loved him because he was a good guy, you know? They were more like permanent employees, you know? And some would voluntarily commit themselves to their masters for life because they loved these people they were with because they were good. And they weren't like, you know, it's like, I work with you, I live with you, my family's here, I'm yours. And that's the way they'd look at it. These were voluntary, a lot of that in the Old Testament was voluntary servitude. Like if they wanted to leave, master would say go. But they'd think to themselves, well, where am I going to go? But God had laws regulating those relationships to make sure there was no abuse. Or that's the thing, is the laws can't make sure there's no abuse because people don't follow the laws. But the laws showed what was sin. And the law of Christ teaches us that American slavery by Christians was wicked. By men who would call themselves, you can't be a Christian and hold another man in servitude so wickedly. I mean, if a man be pleased to stay and you know what I mean? I mean, there could have been godly ways of let's say, you know, you buy someone and you say, hey, work for me for so many years, work off that, and then you'll be a free man. Because I got to have some sort of, you know, I mean, recompense. I mean, it's one thing if you're just a rich guy who can just buy people to save them. That'd be wonderful, too. But let's say a man decided, I'm going to buy this family of slaves. And I'll say to him, you work for me for 7 years. And then you and your family will go free. Or, you know, or even, like I said, even better would be in Christ to just buy them and free them. As Christ bought us and freed us. Anyways, things to consider. Whatever you do, do heartily as to the Lord and not unto men. I mean, this is like if the way a Christian goes about serving a heathen man, ultimately his idea is to convert that man. And unfortunately, with the, like I said, I can't really compare it to American because it's so, that was such a wicked institution, the way it was executed. It's just, you know, though, I'll tell you what, even in spite of that, a Christian ought to obey what the Word of God says they ought to do. Okay, what I mean is by saying this, it's no defense. I'm just defending the Scriptures against those who would say that they condoned slavery, quote-unquote. What it is it's teaching a Christian how to be in whatever circumstance they find themselves in. It's not giving any Christian the right to hold another man in servitude. We're supposed to serve one another.